A number of years ago, Stanford University conducted a study to see if it could determine what it was that separated those Stanford graduates who wanted to become CEOs and did from those who wanted to be CEOs and didn't. The one factor that jumped out at researchers was that a very large percentage of those who were successful had actively participated in athletics. Here with KGO Radio San Francisco sports director Rich Walkoff is someone who didn't attend Stanford, but has certainly taken his game to another arena in a very big way.
Joe Morgan, Hall of Famer in a number of ways. He's in the Major League Baseball Hall of Fame at Cooperstown after a tremendous 22-year career with Houston, Cincinnati, the Giants, Philadelphia, and Oakland, including two Most Valuable Player awards. He's an Emmy Award-winning commentator for ESPN television and radio and a member of ESPN's lead baseball broadcast team alongside John Miller. And he's a very successful businessman in the San Francisco Bay Area. So, Joe Morgan, you've done as well off the field as you did on it. Thanks so much for being with us today.
Well, it's a pleasure to, you know, be here with you. You know, I've had some successes off the field as, you know, well as on, so it's been a good life so far.
Yeah, it sure has. You've been a winner in everything you've done. And when you were playing Major League Baseball, did you have any idea of what you're going to do with your life after the game itself?
Not really. I'd always wanted to be a businessman, so I always felt like I would go into business, majoring in business when I first went to college. But I didn't have any real idea about, you know, where I was going to go. I'd been told by several people, Al Michaels, Joe Garagiola, Harry Callis, friends of mine, that I should go into broadcasting. But I really just kind of put that in the back of my mind, and I didn't think that I would do that. But, you know, everything started. I started in business, and then all of a sudden, you know, I got the offer to do the Reds broadcast, so I started there. And then the Giants came up with this great new concept, Giants Vision. No one else had it at the time, and they asked me to join their team, and it was much better than going all the way back to Cincinnati to do games. We did games from San Francisco and, you know, and also in California. So that was great for me, and that's how I actually got my start in broadcasting.
You know, obviously, you're so driven as an athlete, but some who have achieved as much in the ball field financially and in their performance as athletes themselves, they might say, well, you know, that's good for me. I'm going to kick back and rest on my laurels. Obviously, that was not your M.O.
No, I've never. I don't know if I'll ever stop working in some respects, you know. Actually, when I retired, that was one of the things Bob Housem, who was negotiating a contract with me once, he said, well, Joe, if we give you this much money, you won't have to ever work again. And I said, Bob, let me worry about that. <You know? laughs> Let me make the choices. But obviously, I have daughters. I have four daughters. And I would like to, you know, build another business so that eventually it will pass along to them. So I'm doing that now, working, you know, in the off season and, you know, towards some other businesses and goals.
Yeah, now what is it that really drives you? Obviously, you're a highly motivated guy, but what is it at the core?
Well, I think it's the fact that I want to succeed, and when you reach one goal, you say, well, what's my next goal? And I guess that's the way it was in broadcasting. I said, well, I want to do this for 5 years and see what happens. And then after the first 5 years, I said, well, you know, I like this. I want to be better at it, and I continued to work at those goals. And I've always had this inkling to be a business person because, again, I can't pass my ESPN job along to my kids. But if I have a business, I can pass that along to them. And that's basically why I had a Coors distributorship for a long period of time. And I thought that's where we were going to go. My kids were going to work there, my two older daughters. They decided, no, take the money and put it in a trust for them. So we did that. I built the Wendy's restaurants that were in Oakland for a while. And now I'm actually going into the car business. I'm actually going to open a car dealership in Cincinnati in the next, you know, 6 to 9 months. Well, it's going to take a little longer now because we're going to build a new one.
Boy, you touched them all. Baseball, beer, burgers, now cars. What haven't you done there, Joe?
Well, a good question. Well, maybe that'll be my next step. After I get the car dealership up, I'll probably look for something else to do.
Yeah, you're always looking for a new challenge. But What about things in the business world that you did it, you know, things that you achieved in baseball that may have helped you make that transition, or some of the skills and the assets that worked so well for you as a ball player that you take now into the business community?
Well, I think everything that I did as a baseball player, and even in sports, it doesn't have to be as a baseball player. I've talked to my daughters about that. You know, I wanted all of my kids to participate in sports. And the reason I say that is because sports teaches you about life. I mean, no one's going to be on top all the time. You're not going to win every single game. So when you lose that game, you have to figure out what I did wrong or what more could I have done to have won that game. Whether it's in the business world, school, wherever it is, when you're not as successful as you want to be, you have to reevaluate it and say, what more could I do to make myself successful? And I think that's really what helped me in business because, you know, going in, you're going into a new situation, so to speak, after playing baseball all those years. But the fact that you try to learn something every day that will help you the next day, and that's the way I was in baseball, and all the things I did really helped me in business. You know, to be tough-minded, to be fundamentally correct, make sure you start and you cross your T's and dot your I's and make sure you don't take any shortcuts, you know, in business or in life. And I think everything that I did in baseball, you know, has made me a better off-the-field person.
Yeah, certainly parallels are very obvious and have application in both realms. Now, did you learn from the experience more, or was it listening to others? Was there some major influence in your life that helped guide you through those successes on the field that you carried into your world after baseball?
Well, it was a combination, really, of learning and listening to other guys. Look, the one thing that I think helps me as a broadcaster is that I'm well-rounded. By that I mean, look, I sit and talk to Johnny Bench about catching, so I know something about catching. Talk to Tom Seaver and guys like Steve Carlton, so I know something about pitching. I talked to Pete Rose and Willie Mays about hitting, so I know something about hitting. I talked to Bill Mazeroski and guys about defense. So I've learned to listen to these people and incorporate the best things that they have that would work for me. And in doing that, you know, it made me a better baseball player. And in business, it's the same thing. My true mentor in business was John McMullen, who passed away 2 years ago. He was the owner of the Astros when I played there my second term there. And he was also the owner of the New Jersey Devils hockey team. And he was the guy that kind of guided me a lot of times when I needed some, you know, financial advice or business advice. You know, that's all he'd ever done was business. So, you know, I tapped him to, you know, when I went to the Coors business, everything I've done up until now with the car dealership, he's been part of. So I'd bounce things off of him. He'd tell me the pros and the cons, and I'd make the decision. But he would help me by giving me more information. See, my point is with my kids and with everybody that I deal with, I feel like you try to get as much information as you can about whatever subject you're dealing with, and then you make the decision. You know, I don't try to make decisions for my kids, you know, this just say no to drugs and all these things. I try to give them as much information as I can give them, you know, about the pros and cons of every situation. And if they get the information, then they'll make the proper decision.
Hey, Joe, if you hadn't played baseball, could you imagine your life unfolding the way it did? I mean, how much of what you learned in the game carried over into what you're doing now?
Yeah, I don't think I could have ever accomplished as much as I would as I have and plan on accomplishing if I would not have played baseball. Look, baseball, again, teaches you to have a strong constitution. It teaches you about fair play. It teaches you about everything that you're going to deal with in life. I do believe that I would have been successful. I would not have been as successful, I'm sure, but I do believe that I would have found a way, you know, to get to the point where I wanted to get, and that was to be a business person and to, you know, spend my time, you know, building a business. So I do believe I would have done that, but I think that I don't think I would have had, you know, a Coors, a Wendy's, a Honda, or whatever and whatever. I don't think I would have had all of those opportunities without baseball being involved.
Yeah, now obviously baseball was a great grooming ground for you, but for most kids, they don't get a chance to make it to the major leagues for one reason or another, of course. And when you look into the classroom in American schools today, in the public schools, so many kids in school are disconnected or disengaged from learning, unfortunately.
Right.
Could you have learned the lessons you've talked about here had you been disconnected or disengaged while being a baseball player?
No, I don't think so. The one thing I want to make sure people understand, I grew up in Oakland. I went through the Oakland public school system. And actually, then I went to Oakland City College, and then I graduated from Cal State Hayward at the time, which is now Cal State East Bay. But I had goals in mind. I wanted to make sure I got the education that I, the best education I could possibly get. I've had this thought in my mind probably, you know, since I graduated from high school. I always tell the kids or the people that I talk to, the quality of your life will be directly related to the quality of your education. And if you get a good education, it'll improve the quality of your life because it'll give you opportunities that you wouldn't have otherwise. So I've always felt that way, and I really believe that, you know, I could have found a way to do something. But again, I'm not going to kid myself and think I would have been as successful as I've been or as successful as I plan to be without baseball teaching me some of the lessons that I learned by, you know, playing there every day, meeting people. See, it's not just playing, but you meet different people. You know, Johnny Bitts from Bingor, Oklahoma, Pete Rose from Cincinnati, Tony Perez was from Cuba, David Concepcion from Venezuela. We all talk and we all, you know, learned a little bit from each other about, you know, whether it would be culture or whether it would be, you know, how to get along with people. So all of those things help me when you go into the business world. I was at, we had the NADA, the National Automobile Dealers Association conventions in San Francisco this weekend. And I went, you know, I've been going over there every evening. And my ability to sit and talk to people, whether they be the president, CEO of the company, or just another guy like myself looking to get into the business, you to be able to communicate with those people, I think, is the key. And you only learn communication by being around a lot of different people and being able to deal with that.
Yeah, well, not only can you talk so well, but you got to listen well.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, and you're certainly a gamer, as you've proven on and off the field. But what is it about the game of baseball that you found so engaging that, you know, you couldn't help but learn the lessons you learned?
You know, that's a good question. I mean, a very good question because, yeah, I go back to something that I heard Bryant Gumbel say once. He said, all the other sports are just sports. He said, but baseball is a love. And I take from that is you have to love baseball to be able to do the things that it takes to be a good baseball player. You know, when you're in high school, you know, you can take a basketball, you can shoot hoops all day by yourself. Most of the other sports, you can do things with one or two people. Baseball, you need, you know, to play as a team because there's so many little intricate things you have to learn about the game. So baseball demands that you love it in order to play it properly or to put in the time, to put in the effort that it takes to become a good baseball player. And I think that I always loved the game. And to say why, you know, it would be like asking you why you love your wife. I don't know exactly, but I know that I loved the game from the beginning, and I always wanted to be the best I could be at that game.
Yeah, it's in your soul, I think, right?
Yeah.
It's deep inside. And what do you think is the best way to learn something in general, then? I mean, you've skirted around it a little bit.
One thing you do, especially in baseball, you have to play it as much as you possibly can. The more you play, the more you will pick up little things that will help, you know, make you a better player. And the other part of that is the more you play it, the more you develop your own personality, your own style, your own way of doing things. And that goes with whether it's business or whatever it is. The more you're involved, the better off you are and the quicker you learn something. Just being on the field, you know, going out every day, me and some kids used to play. There were kids on my block. We'd go to the park from 9 o'clock in the morning. We'd take a lunch, and we'd come back at 5 in the evening, you know, in the summer. And all we did was play baseball. And every day I think I learned something new about how to catch the ball, how to grip the ball, how to hit. You learn so many little things by doing it over and over. Baseball is a game of repetition because things happen so quickly once the ball's in play, you do not have time to think about, well, do I need to throw to third? No, I need to go here. No, you have to do things instinctively, and the only way you learn to do things instinctively is to do it over and over.
I don't know, Joe. I did the same thing, and I never made the big leagues or the Hall of Fame. You had a special gift that you cultivated.
Right.
It was not just having the gift, but honoring it, respecting it, and building with it. You know, George Leonard is a tremendous writer. He's won a number of national awards for education writing, more than any writer in America, I think 11 of them. And he said, all environment has the capacity to educate. Hmm. What would you say your learning was? Would you say it was a natural thing, a part of the environment in which you existed, meaning baseball itself? What do you make of that?
Well, I think that's a great statement because any environment you're in, if you take advantage of it, you can learn something from it. and not always good. You can learn things that you shouldn't do from that same environment, you know, some environments, and others where it's a positive environment, you learn the things you want to do. And I say that as a broadcaster. You know, I used to listen to baseball games, and I said, well, I don't want to do that. I don't want to be like this guy. I don't want to do that. I think that was wrong. Now, I'm sure somebody watches me, hopefully, and they say, well, I don't want to do that, what Joe does. I want to do something different. And I think so you do learn in any environment if you observe that environment or you try to listen and learn. I just think that baseball is so much different than any other sport. And, again, look, I'm prejudiced, so there is a little difference there. I saw Charles Barkley and John McEnroe, who happen to be two of my friends that I admire a lot, and they were quizzing Bob Costas by saying, all the things you're saying, Bob, are about baseball. What about basketball? What about, you know, tennis? You know, all these other sports allow you the same opportunity as baseball. I just think baseball, you have to be a little more intense because it's such an intricate game that you play. And in the other sports, you know, basically tennis especially, you're going against your opponent, so you adjust to what he's doing. But baseball is not so much about adjustment. It's more about just being able to deal with everything that comes forward. And, I mean, I guess that is a form of adjustment, but I just think baseball just demands a lot more of an individual, his psyche, because the first part is, even if you're a good hitter, you're making 7 outs out of 10, and you hit and you get in 300. And so you're failing 7 times. You have to be able to stay positive, even though you know you're going to fail more than you're going to succeed.
Yeah, isn't that ironic? Maybe the only sport where you fail 70% of the time and you're an all-star, as you point out. And the difference between being a great player, a good player, and a marginal player may be a fraction on the batting average or where you hit the ball or how you play the game. And taking your learning experience from what we've been talking about here, what you've learned through baseball and how you learned it in the environment in which it took place, if you had free reign, you could set up a school or any learning environment for kids, what would you do? And this isn't so much about what they would learn. It's more of an issue of how they would learn. What would you do, Joe Morgan?
Well, I think the most the most important thing is whatever you're trying to teach someone, make sure that they're interested in it. Make sure there's something there that, you know, that interests them. You can't say all the time to a kid, just you're going to teach him history. You can't say, well, George Washington, came across, you know, on the boat, you know, and some kids aren't interested in that. You have to teach them history by teaching them something that they're interested in. I think you have to find something that interests all the kids if you're trying to teach them, you know, to extend themselves to a higher level. I know that's difficult to do sometimes, but I think that's the key. Finding something that they can be interested in and that they can put their heart into, and that they can have a passion about. Everyone can't, and I say this all the time, everyone is not meant to go to college, although we like for everyone to go. We want our kids to go. We want whatever. But every person in this country is not meant to go to college. College is not their answer to getting ahead. There are a lot of people in this country who have been very successful who didn't go to college. But you want to put college in front of them in the first place, because I think that's, you want them to learn as much as they can. And, of course, you know, we call it the school of higher learning. You want to learn them to learn as much as they can. But at some point, you know, some kids may lose interest, and you can't just discard those kids because they don't go to college. You have to find another way or another place to pique their interest so that they can continue to learn.
Yeah, for sure. Now, you point out, you point out, as a learner, baseball was a real teacher for you. So, in summary, again, what baseball taught you was?
Well, it taught me how to persevere, so to speak. Again, you're going to make 7 outs out of 10, but it teaches you can't get down on yourself. You have to stay positive. If you lose the game today, what can I do to make myself a winner tomorrow? You know, because no one's going to win every single battle, whether it's a baseball, football, whatever sport, or even in business or wherever you are. So you have to be able to stick it out and be able to say to myself, I'm going to work harder at this so that I'll be better at it, and I need to be better in order to be successful. So it's almost like the chicken or the egg, but I got to work hard to be successful, and once you're successful, you have to continue to work hard to stay on top. You know, if I win the game today, that doesn't mean I'm going to win the game tomorrow. So I have to put that energy back into the bottle and start all over again. And that's one of the great things about baseball. If you have a bad day today, there's always a game tomorrow. But the problem is, if you have a great game today, you don't have time to live on your laurels. You have to be ready to play again tomorrow. So I think it just taught me how to pick myself up when things weren't going well, and it taught me how to stay on an even keel when things were going well. But it basically taught me that every day is a different day, and you have to start it out. Start every day as a different day. You can't dwell on exactly what happened yesterday. You have to start the new day out saying, well, what am I going to do today to get closer to accomplishing my goals?
Yeah, so I guess baseball would be a microcosm of living one's life. Not
exactly.
Every day is going to be dynamite, but the bad days, you ride them out and you enjoy the good days, but you don't rest on those laurels because tomorrow's a brand new day.
Exactly. One of the things that always comes to mind with me with baseball is, you know, tough times will go away, but tough people don't. And you have to stay tough in your environment, whatever it is, you know, whether it's business, baseball, basketball, whatever. You have to stay tough in your environment because you can work your way through it.
Absolutely. Joe, that's been great. Joe Morgan, outstanding athlete, award-winning broadcaster, highly successful businessman, and an ongoing learner every day. Thanks again for being with us, Joe.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Well, from what we just heard from Joe Morgan, he's been able to take the valuable lessons he learned in professional baseball and apply them to his life beyond his major league career. It's as if he's continuing to play the game only in another arena. Now, Joel, it seems like a natural that in their own way, the students at the Arete School will be able to do with their lives what Joe Morgan has done with his.
Right, Martin. That's what one of our goals will be for the Arete School, is for the kids to take all the lessons that they've learned at the Arete School and go on in their lives, whether it's college, whether it's vocations, whatever it may be. And the interesting thing that Joe Morgan talked about here was not just the facts and information that he learned, but the attitude that he developed around all the things he learned and the way he learned. He listened to others, he observed, and he learned through his body. The body is a wonderful teaching instrument and learning facility. It has thousands of feedback circuits, and the feedback that you get is instant. Your test results, if you will, come back to you right away. Mm-hmm. It was Plato who said, "We obtain better knowledge of a person during 1 hour's play in games than by conversing with him for a whole year." Or it was Einstein who said, "My primary process of perceiving is muscular and visual." And so this is really what Joe Morgan is saying.
Wow.
Without him probably knowing what Plato or Einstein had to say. But this is all part of the learning experience, and we're bringing that learning experience of the physical domain into the Arete School setting and combining it with the mental and, as we've talked about, the spiritual dimension, meaning the attitude that Joe Morgan was talking about in the whole learning experience for kids at the Arete School. And that way, these kids will never forget those lessons.
Right.
Because it's not just up in their heads where they get facts and information, take a test, and then forget about it. This is something that is ingrained, infused into their bodies, and that they'll be able to take out into the world, whatever they do. So we hope people will appreciate this kind of learning and want to support it by clicking on Donate at the bottom of this screen to help support the Arete School.